Gothic altarpieces. As we observed before, art is a good medium for transmitting knowledge, and that was something the church understood and took advantage of. Paintings, be they on the ceiling, on the walls, or on altarpieces, such as the two we have here, were used to explain such things as the life and martyrdom of the saints, of the Virgin Mary, and of Jesus, while also being objects for veneration. Can you see the altarpiece by the wall in the middle, the one with two men in the centre? This is the altarpiece, or retable, of Saints Abdon and Senen, also known in some places in Catalonia as Saints Nin and Non. The altarpiece was originally located in the Church of San Pere. It was painted during the mid-15th century by Jaume Huguet, one of the best painters of the time. In fact, this altarpiece painting is considered to be one of the most important works of Catalan Gothic. The central panel depicts the two saints, Abdon and Senen, who, until the end of the 17th century, were the patron saints of the Catalan peasantry and were therefore revered by many throughout the country. They are also known as the Saints of Hailstones, because the peasants would address their prayers to them to ward off hailstorms, which would damage the crops. The side panels depict scenes from their lives and their martyrdom, which was ordered by the Roman Emperor on account of their Christianity. The lower section, known as a predella, depicts events in the lives of two other saints, Saints Cosmas and Damian. They were brothers and were both doctors who performed marvellous, if not miraculous, cures, but they were also martyred on account of their Christianity. The scene to the right depicts one of their most famous cures, the transplantation of a gangrened leg. Look now at the altarpiece on the right. This one is dedicated to Saint Michael the Archangel and was the altarpiece for the high altar in the Church of San Michele, which we will visit shortly. It is also Gothic in style and dates from the same period as the one before, but on this occasion it is the work of the painters Jaume Cirera and Guillaume Talarn. It depicts various scenes associated with Saint Michael, leader of the heavenly host and prince of angels. That is why he is depicted as a knight in armour with a lance fighting the devil. Saint Michael is also associated with a very important funereal mission, being responsible for evaluating moral actions on the Day of Judgment and determining whether people's souls deserve to go to heaven or to hell. That is why, in his other hand, he holds a balance with which he is weighing a soul while a devil is performing tricks in an attempt to weight the balance in his favour and capture the soul. Let's continue the visit. Leave the Church of Santa Maria and go to the Church of San Michele, the one in the middle, to listen to the next track. I'll wait for you there.